It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. This week, U.S. Representative Scott Tipton will be visiting the Western Slope. Tipton, who represents almost the entire western half of Colorado, will be meeting today with the Delta County Commissioners and the Montrose County Commissioners, and then with the Ouray County Commissioners tomorrow. The meetings are public, and everyone is welcome to attend. Last week saw the Northwest Colorado Oil and Gas Forum take place in Rifle. As KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh reports, the governor's oil and gas task force recommendations were discussed, as well as the current state of drilling in Colorado.
The number of oil and gas rigs across the state has declined by 36% in the past 2 months. Matt Lepore, director of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, says he doesn't know how long this change in oil and gas activity will last.
We have things in the pipeline even today, and my expectation is that things will rebound at some point.
Lepore also spoke about the Oil and Gas Task Force recommendations submitted to Governor Hickenlooper late last month, stating that the COGCC will focus on what got the majority support.
The recommendation number 17 that got the supermajority vote really focuses on the key issues, the reasons that the task force were put together. That, in my estimation, will be a fairly significant rulemaking.
The rulemaking would call for energy companies to consult with local governments when placing a new well in urban areas and for mediation if the two sides could not agree on a location.
And I think it will include appropriate sorts of mitigation measures, too. I mean, I certainly don't see us looking at those big facilities near to residences without considering potential best management practice mitigation measure type things.
Critics of the final recommendation say the task force failed to address local control of oil and gas activity and setbacks from communities. But Lepore says the public process of the task force meetings was a good way to try to hash out difficult issues that the COGCC has grappled with for a long time. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
A solar panel garden on the Western Slope has been operating for just a few months, but already organizations are seeing savings. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
There's a solar panel facility outside of Grand Junction that's soaking up some large savings. One of the big buyers of that solar energy is the city itself. Kathy Portner is the community services manager for Grand Junction. She says that they're committed to this facility.
The city of Grand Junction is subscribing to 23% of the power produced at the facility. And so the way that works is we've entered into a 20-year agreement with Ecoplexus, the developer of the project, that we will purchase 23% of the power produced at the solar garden at a certain cost. And then in return, Xcel Energy will credit our bill from Xcel for a certain amount based on the types of billings that we're able to identify to give us the best credits.
The solar garden is on property leased from the school district and also uses some land leased from the city. Portner says that they're already seeing savings by buying this solar power.
We were able to identify some accounts that maximized our credits that we received from Xcel Energy, and our estimated cost savings will be about $80,000 to $90,000 a year. You know, for us to be able to subscribe to the solar garden, to have a certain amount of our energy coming from solar power is a good thing in and of itself. And certainly the additional financial savings are a plus.
She says everyone involved looked for any downside to the citizens, but couldn't find any. The city owns a few acres right next to the solar plant, and Portner says there is the possibility for even more panels. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Anyone traveling on I-70 starting next week might notice that road construction is back up and running. The Colorado Department of Transportation is working on repaving over 30 miles of I-70 near the Colorado-Utah border. Motorists can expect shoulder closures and then lane closures starting in 2 weeks. That work is expected to go through the month of April. Two GOP religious liberty bills drew strong opposition from gay rights groups and members of the business community Monday. A House committee defeated the bills after a lengthy hearing. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
House Bill 1171 forbids government officials from constraining the exercise of religion. For instance, a cake baker wouldn't have to make a cake for a gay marriage. Nicole Martin is an attorney who supports the proposal.
You shouldn't have to do things and say things that are contrary to your conscience.
But opponents say it would give people a license to discriminate. Charles Ward is with the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce.
Colorado is open for business to everyone, and we want to keep it that way.
One Republican joined Democrats to defeat the proposal. The committee also struck down a measure to protect people from facing penalties for refusing to violate their beliefs. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And finally, an interactive art installation on display now at the Blue Sage Gallery in Paonia was inspired by local residents and businesses. KVNF's Laura Palmisano speaks to the women who made the piece during their two-month artist-in-residency at Elsewhere Studios.
Elsewhere Studios is packed with people. They're here to see the work of the artists who are wrapping up their residencies. On the second floor of the studio is an art installation created by two women from California. The upper portion of the display is a canopy of sticks arranged like an upside-down bird's nest with threads hanging down from it.
And then we used thread, and we pulled that thread to make really, really long strands of it to hold these little wet felted cocoons.
That's fiber artist Amber Emery Sedanayake.
And then inside of all the cocoons are little bits and bobs that we either collected from the places we visited or that we made to represent what we saw when we were there.
Emery Sedanayake made the cocoons with the help of fellow artist Adriana Villagran. Villagran says when they first arrived in town, Elsewhere hosted an artist meet and greet. There they told people about their project.
We had a little discussion about what we were planning on doing, that we were interested in making cocoons, that we needed people to get involved.
Over the course of their residency, the artists visited farms, local businesses, and people's homes. Emery Sedanayake says the work contains 27 handmade fiber cocoons.
So we have ones that are like representing the taco truck and Revolution Brewery and Louis and all these places that we're going out and seeing people at, as well as people's personal homes.
The work is interactive, so the artists want people to get close to the display, touch the cocoons, and see what they have inside. One of them contains a lump of coal, and another has dried lavender stuffed inside. Coffee shop owner Mary George contributed to the project.
My donation was a handful of coffee beans. And so there is one little fiber house here that is full of coffee beans that represents the backcountry.
George thinks the installation is creative.
And it represents, I think, the eclectic nature of our community.
Emery Sedanayake says she and Villagran wanted to interact with people to fabricate portraits of their lives for this piece.
I guess we just kind of had a conversation about cocoons one night, and then we were like, why don't we make cocoons to represent people's homes? Because the cocoon is a temporary home, and all these structures we live in are temporary homes. A big part of what my work's about is about how home resides within yourself, and we just live in these structures.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The fiber art installation is on display at the Blue Sage Gallery in Paonia through March 21st. To see pictures of the work on display at Elsewhere, visit our website at kvnf.org. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.